How's it going, all of our human beings? Welcome back to another episode of What's the Biz with Adam and Liz. I'm your host, Adam.
And I'm your other host, Liz.
And if you enjoy the intro talks to games, groceries, well, you're in the right spot because that's what we're going to give you for the next hour or so. What's on your mind?
Nothing much. We had my birthday this past week.
It was your birthday week.
Yay. Yeah. Now I have to go back to the real world and go to work.
Oh, as of the release of this episode, yes, you're back
I will be at work.
Yeah.
Which it's been very nice. I kind of forgot what it's like to have a job. Like a week is almost too long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I have Labor Day off. So I didn't even plan that. I was just like, oh yeah, I'll take my birthday week off. And then I realized Labor Day was the Monday after my birthday week. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That works. So it's been a long vacation and I really don't want to go back.
Yeah. I tried to get you to do as little work as possible because I knew this week would be super valuable to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I'm already on a mindset of constantly working, but you like to relax.
I do. I very much value rest time.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't too bad of a week. It was pretty relaxing. And you did make sure, like, every morning before you went to work, you're like, all right, I did all the dishes already, so you don't have to do anything. And so you did everything, so that was really nice. I enjoyed my week off, other than the wasp getting in the apartment.
Two wasps?
No, it was a wasp and a bee, wasn't it?
I don't know. The yellow jacket got in. That was a yellow jacket.
Yeah, there was only one wasp.
I don't know. The when he showed me the picture of what it was, I'm like, oh, it was such a baby. You just smacked it.
It was not a baby. It's out on the deck. You can go look at it.
Oh my goodness.
I just dumped it on the deck. I'm pretty sure I annoyed the downstairs neighbor and he was banging on the ceiling. I'm like, I don't care. I was trying to get it out of the Tupperware dish.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You were hitting the top of the roof?
No, I was trying to like get it out of the Tupperware dish on the deck.
Oh.
So it was on his porch. Like he hangs out on his porch.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't. So I don't know what his problem was.
Oh my God. I was at work this entire time and I was just like, and I was trying to give you instructions of like, dude, just whack it. Like, I don't want to. I'm like, if I was there, like literally the problem would have been solved in less than 5 minutes.
This took me like 20 minutes.
I know.
What happened? The most terrifying part was I had gotten in the shower. I was taking my shower and I was getting dressed and everything in the bathroom. And then I hear the dog like jumping around near his window area, like right outside the bathroom. And I was like, what is he doing? And I just peeked out and I saw this like big black flying thing around the dog. And he's like looking at it like he's going to catch it and eat it like he does with flies. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I jumped back in the bathroom. I'm like, I don't know what to do. What do I was like, ooh, what do I do?
Yeah.
So I like texted Adam. I was like, wasp in the house, wasp in the house, wasp in the house. Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And then luckily the wasp was sitting in the window and the dog wasn't following it. So I like got dressed. I grabbed the dog and I ran into the bedroom and closed the door behind us. No, wait. First, I tried to get the dog into the bathroom. And the dog came in the bathroom. I closed the door and accidentally closed it on his butt.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, all right. So then I took the dog like a football and then I ran out of the bathroom and ran into the bedroom. And then I locked the dog in the bedroom while I figured out what to do.
This literally would have been 3 minutes for me. There was a wasp at work one time and I took care of it. I got a styrofoam box, wait for it to crawl in, and I closed it. And then that was the end of the situation.
Yeah, but I couldn't get close enough to get it to crawl in.
Yeah, I know. I got close enough to the wasp.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to do that. I've never been stung by any bee, wasp, anything, and I intend to keep it that way.
See, I've been stung.
And with my luck, I'd probably die.
Maybe. I've been stung twice in the ear by mud wasps, so yeah. My tolerance for bee stings is pretty high.
Like, I am sure I'd be fine, but like, there's that little inkling of like, with all my allergies and everything, I'd probably die if I got stung by something. So I really didn't want that to happen while I was home alone.
My goodness. Jeez.
And the dog was locked in the bedroom. Like, literally, you'd come home to like complete silence.
Yeah. Oh, one thing I did want to bring up about your birthday. So we didn't actually talk about your birthday the last episode.
Well, because the last episode wasn't my birthday yet.
Yeah. But we went out to a cafe, right?
Mm-hmm.
and I told my coworkers about this. It was just so bizarre. Like, so you made your first order first, mm-hmm. right? And you ordered, you want a coffee?
I wanted a vanilla coffee with almond milk.
Oat milk. You can't have almond milk. And he's just like, so a latte.
I'm like, he's like, do you want a latte? I'm like, no, I want a coffee with like vanilla flavor and oat milk.
So he says that and he's like, so not a latte. And you're like, no,
just a coffee.
And then he comes to me. It's like, okay, what would you like? And he said, and I say, oh, I would like also a coffee with pumpkin and almond milk. And he like, it's like his brain couldn't compute. He's
like he couldn't handle the idea of not creamer. Yeah. And flavored coffee.
Yeah. He's just like, so do you two want lattes? I'm like, no, I literally just said, just give me a coffee, put some pumpkin in it and give me some almond milk. He's like, but do you want lattes? And I was like,
we're like, no, we just want regular.
Well, coffee. You said that. And I just gave up. I said, sure, I would like a latte. And here's the thing. Well, like he said.
Oh, yeah, you did end up getting a latte.
Because here's the thing. When I said that and he's like, oh, you want a latte? I'm like, I want you to explain to me what a latte is. And he's like, yeah, it's espresso and steamed milk. And, you know, and that's it. I'm like, yeah, I don't want espresso and I don't want my milk steamed. I would like a coffee and put almond milk in it.
With pumpkin flavor.
With pumpkin flavor.
Yeah, the same thing that you're going to put in the latte,
it's
but
like,
in the coffee.
I'm not asking for a latte. I don't want espresso. I just want a coffee.
That's
dude.
Why we said coffee and not a latte.
And then you guys say like, so you want a latte? I was like, yep, I want a latte.
I said to you, I'm like, I am so scared he's going to put something wrong in my milk in my coffee.
Yeah. No, I was just like. It was just so bizarre that I was just like, dude, it's not that hard of a concept.
They didn't like just open. This was like 2 hours after they had been open.
Yeah.
So it's not like he was like just coming in the beginning of the shift.
But like what was funny, it was like how he just could not compute.
Yeah. Like he didn't understand flavored coffee.
Yeah. I was like, what the heck?
Like, is this new here?
Yeah.
Has no one ordered a flavored coffee?
Mm-hmm. It was so bizarre. I was just sitting there.
I'm getting a latte tomorrow, so I'm not even.
Yeah, you're not even going to fight it.
I didn't plan on getting a coffee either. I kind of want a latte because I haven't had one in a while, but yeah. I don't even want to deal with that situation again. I honestly hope we don't even get him as a waiter. And it's a Monday morning again, so I'm like,
I think he will. I'm pretty sure he's an owner. Like, I see him all the time.
I see him a lot, but I didn't see him when we used to go there.
I did.
I don't recognize him.
Yeah. No, I know you don't. You don't remember people.
Well, don't say that. I remember more people than you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, your birthday was good, though.
Yeah, it was a good birthday. I tried dyeing the bottom layer of my hair.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. I was really mad. So I got this dye kit because I wanted to dye the bottom layer of my hair blonde.
Yeah.
And not like bleach blonde, but like, you know, a warm tone blonde. Something that's like... a considerable contrast to my regular hair color. And I got this kit that said it dyes the darkest of brown hairs to blonde.
Yeah.
And I saw the picture and I was like, that's the color I want. Perfect. So I get it and I do. And, you know, I do it like a couple days later when I don't have any product in my hair. And I'm like, okay, so I do it. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at like the time limits and I'm looking at it. So we're almost the time. I'm like, it's not like it's lighter, but it's not. Blonde, it's not near that. So I'm like, all right, I'll put a little more in because since I didn't do my whole head, there's product left. I'm like, I wasn't sure how much to use, so I used a little more. I put some more in, and I waited an extra longer time.
Right.
And I'm standing there, and I'm saying, like, this is not blonde. I was so angry, and there is a contrast, and I do like the color it is, but it's not the color I want.
Right.
So I'm annoyed. So I have to go out. I have to get more blonde hair dye, and do it again till I get the color I want. But yeah, but other than that, my birthday was really good. My niece FaceTimed me.
Yeah.
And I don't see her that much, so she didn't really recognize me. She's only three.
Mm-hmm.
So she just kind of sat there eating a giant sheet of seaweed.
Yeah.
She just sat there like munching down on seaweed. I'm like, oh, how is everything? She's like, just sitting there. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you. I'm like, I'm at Target now. Okay, bye.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I love the gifts you gave me.
Yeah.
I have them right now with me.
Oh, yeah. You're wearing both. Well, you're using and wearing one.
Yes.
Yeah, but using one.
You got me the water bottle that was on my wish list because I got it's everything I want in a water bottle. It keeps it cold. It's big. It's got a straw and it has a cap and a like strap to hold it. It's everything I wanted in a water bottle. And a Yale hoodie.
Yeah.
If anyone doesn't understand that, I did not go to Yale, but Gilmore Girls. But Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
That's it. If you don't understand that, go watch Gilmore Girls.
Jeez.
But yeah.
Mm. But it was a good birthday.
How was
your week? Kind of stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm at the point right now, and I told you this right before we started recording, that I've had my limit with people. I don't know what it was about this week in general, but especially today. We're recording this on Sunday. And Sundays at a restaurant are just insane.
And then add on top that we live in a tourist area.
Yeah. So it's insane, but, and plus it was Labor Day weekend. So I'm just fed up with people at this point. Yeah. Like I felt like burnt out. I don't know. And
you were burnt out and I was just burnt.
Yeah. No, it was fine. I'm just, yeah, I think I'll get over it by the end of the week. And by the way, you know what's crazy? By the time this releases, actually, when this releases, it will be 12 hours, around 12 hours, until I get my ears gauged.
Yeah.
I'm getting ears pierced. Yay.
And I'm going to price tattoo.
Yeah, what? I'm getting my hair did.
You're getting everything done that day. Maybe what if your glasses come in that day?
I know.
Too?
I was just thinking that. Like I'm gonna come
I
to work.
I wanna do if you get the new glasses on Tuesday. I mean, I'm still gonna do a before and after picture. But if you get your glasses on Tuesday,
yeah,
I wanna do a picture in the morning before you get your hair done and everything. Get a picture in the morning and then after you get your gauges done, I wanna do an after picture of like hair changed, beard trimmed, new glasses and gauges.
Oh, I'm not getting my beard trimmed at the
Oh, you're not. I wasn't sure you're gonna do that again.
I actually kind of like here's the thing about my facial hair is that I never know what I want to do. Like I like the mustache look, but I also want a full beard look. But every time I have a full beard look, I'm just like, I don't know.
I think the way you have it now is perfect for you.
Yeah.
Like it just looks right.
That's what I mean. I do like the fuller beard involved. I love here's the thing. I like having a mustache.
Yeah.
I think
handsome.
Yeah, I do look good with a mustache.
You look very vintage. Like when I did that photo shoot with you, I put most of the pictures in like black and white because it just looked right. Like you look like you just stepped out of the 70s.
I know. I do like the way I look with a mustache. It's just I do like having a beard at the same time. You know, I like both. So it all depends. But now that it's getting colder weather, I'm going to keep a beard.
Yeah.
Maybe like in spring, I'll rock a mustache again. And I was just telling my barber this. It's like, or I was even telling you this, but I think I told both because me and my barber talk a lot.
You talk to anyone who will talk to you.
Yeah,
lot.
That's true. But I talked to him about this and it's just like, because we're all wearing masks, like, I'm not really worrying about what my facial hair looks like.
It's like girls in the winter. We don't really care about shaving our legs if we're going to be wearing long pants.
Yeah. And in the winter, especially, I just want that beard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll just keep it trimmed. But I don't know. Definitely not a mustache in the winter time.
Yeah.
Like, that's definitely a no-go.
Yeah.
But I do like the way I look with a mustache. I haven't gotten any bad, like, comments when I had the mustache too, which is crazy. I was doing it as a
joke. We always imagined you looking real creepy with a mustache. Like you always wanted it, but you wanted it because you knew you would look creepy.
And I did it without hair too.
Yeah.
Like I had the bald head and the mustache
and
I rocked it. Yeah. I was fine. Now that I got hair, that would be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll do it just because, you know, it's just getting cold season. I don't know. I don't know what I'll do. But it's just like one of those things that like I think about my facial hair. I'm just like, I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
You know? But that's a talk for another time. You know? It's just a struggle because I've had so many facial hair looks that I'm just like, I don't know what to stick with.
You're kind of like numb to it.
Yeah. I miss chin straps.
See, I haven't seen you in a chin strap since you lost all the weight. So I can only imagine it. when like the way you used to look.
Yeah. It's just because chin straps are just not in style.
Yeah, I feel like chin straps now are kind of like that, like, douchebaggy look.
It is, yeah.
It's like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, I looked pretty good with the chin strap.
Yeah, it was a good look for you.
But like you said, it's like a douchebag look now, yeah. So I did it because of Claudio Sanchez, who is the lead vocalist and guitarist for Coheed and Cambria. And I'm just like, he's my hero. I want his facial hair, so I did a chin strap.
Do you want his hair?
Yes. I
have his hair.
Yeah, you have his hair. Because
I think he has more hair than me. Not even in length, but his hair is thicker than mine.
It's just, his hair is incredible.
But I think I have the same type of curls as him. Like, it's a similar curls.
I still remember when he cut his hair and he looked
Oh, that looked wrong.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no.
I remember when you showed me, I'm like, why did he do that?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you know, cut my hair. I'm like, oh, you look like a poodle. Like, that's not good. But his hair is
amazing.
That's
what happens when you cut curly hair. It's just shorter curls.
Mm-hmm. He's got good genetics, too. I think he's like 45.
That's not bad.
Yeah, like that. That's, I mean, he looks good for 45.
I haven't seen anything of him recently.
So. No, the Jessie's Girl video.
I didn't know.
What?
I didn't really look at like them. I wasn't really paying attention to the band.
I'm always looking at them.
I know, dear.
Coheed and Cambria.
I know.
Everybody was shocked because like I'm coming out of the deathcore scene. And I always say, like, yeah, Coheed and Cambria is my favorite band. Like, wait, why? I'm like, I don't know. I just
why not?
Why not? I love them. I love Coheed and Cambria. And anytime they come out with a new album, I'm always there. I'm always game. I always I've been to three of their shows. I haven't been to a lot of their shows, but I've been to three. I love Coheed and Cambria. I love their.
I want to go to more concerts.
Well, now I can't.
I know.
But
but I miss concerts. Like, I didn't go to a lot.
Yeah.
But the few that I went to, I just really love, like, just the vibe at concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the Chameleon Club.
You know who else likes Coheed and Cambria?
Who?
Andy Schrock.
Great.
So that
I think
he,
you did tell me that.
Yeah, so that he can come on the podcast.
But it's a video game podcast, not a music podcast.
Oh, he's into video games.
He's a skateboarder, and your connection to him is a band.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with our podcast.
Come on, Andy. Get with the program. No. Come on, Andy Schrock. Come on, now. Come here, boy.
What the heck?
Care.
So strange.
Speaking of games and groceries, just a little bit. It's crazy. And I was talking to our guest about this. We've got the next three to four weeks booked up with guests. I'm not sure about the fourth week. I might be thinking of another person.
Mm-hmm.
But I have at least the next 3 weeks booked with some. Wait. 4 weeks. Yeah. The next 4 weeks is going to be some amazing guests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 4 weeks. 4 weeks. I'm thinking of their names now. And I'm just like, oh my God, why did I do that to myself? Because I'm super stoked for all of I'm super stoked for all the guests that come on Games of Groceries, to be honest with you. Which that's something I was thinking about. I also told the guest is Chris Thompson, who just came on the show. He was talking about, you know, how we've gotten all these guests, and I told them like the guest lineup we have for the next 4 weeks and how I'm just super stoked. And I told them my biggest fear in getting all of these guests is that any guest feels like they're just on Games and Groceries just for their name. And that's my biggest fear. It's just like, I don't want anybody to feel like I'm only talking to you because of this. I'm talking to you because I'm generally interested in your insights and your knowledge, and I want to soak in, like, learning, you know? That's why I want to talk to experts, you know, on a subject. But I never want people to feel like I don't value them as people.
Yeah. Adam loves making friends.
Yeah.
So every time we get a guest, that's a new friend for Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So he loves getting guests because then he has more friends.
More friends. Yeah. I've become friends with a good amount of our guests. Like I said, Maddie was one of them. But of course, Dan from the greatest show I ever played, and Quentin. We've been friends before he came on the show.
Yeah.
But I was even talking to Dan about this, where we were texting. And he was even saying, it's like, oh, you know, how was, you know, how was this guest? Did it fluctuate the numbers? And I told him, like, the numbers, you know, ebb and flow. And and honestly, I don't really care about the numbers. Here's the thing. I care about the numbers in terms of I'm that much closer to making it, you know, my full-time job.
Yeah.
That's how I care about the numbers. It's like, okay, I'm this close to make sure that I, you know, do this full time. Mm-hmm. That's great. But I more talk to these people because I want to talk to them.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like it could be Travis from Rainbow Road, the Rainbow Road podcast. It could be Travis. It could be Andrew Orsi.
Leave him alone.
Could be Andrew Orsi. It could even be, I don't know, top of my head, Jeff Keighley? You know?
What?
I will get him on the show.
I know.
Someday. But Jeff Keighley. But I don't care. I just want to talk to people. And the reason why I want to talk to Jeff Keighley so badly is because his career is my inspiration. He kind of just fell into it.
Yeah.
Not fell into it like he doesn't deserve any credit, but, you know, he just went into forums and he talked about what he liked and people respected him for his, you know, people respected him for his insight into the gaming forums. And then he went to Spike TV and he said, you know, that's enough of that game awards with all these bikini models and Mountain Dew. So I'm going to make my own game awards. And I just really want to talk to him. You know, I want to get his insight, but
yeah.
I want to pick his brain a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's for another day. But I don't know. But yeah, no, I was telling Chris Thompson, I don't want any guest to feel like I'm just using them and just throwing them away. I talk to a lot of our guests, even past the shows that they're on.
Yeah.
And the fourth guest in the lineup is going to be a returning guest too. Because I always want them to come back. I want them to come back. I always want to talk to them more. So yeah.
I hope the people who come on know that I also care about them.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm not very good at keeping up with people. Like my best friend and I, we talk to each other once every 2 weeks, maybe. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's once a month.
Yeah.
But she's my best friend in the whole world. And I think one time we didn't talk for a few months.
Yeah.
And did nothing. It wasn't, we didn't fight. It just like life happened and we didn't get around to it. But that, you know, we're still best friends and we see each other when we can. But like, I'm just not very good at keeping up with people. I don't text my family on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Hardly ever. Hardly text friends. Like, I have people I keep up with on their social medias. Like, that's really the only reason I have social medias, to keep up with people. So I know what's going on in their life without
peeking
talking to
into
them,
their lives.
Pretty much.
But yeah, no, I'm very, very excited for the next 4 weeks. People know publicly the next guest is going to be Mike Ketty for the final chapter of Tell Me Why. That I've already told people.
Yeah.
So I've had, I've had 7 weeks of guests lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Also working a full-time job.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's really tough. But if this is what we want to do for our careers, you know, I essentially say that I work a full-time job and a part-time job that doesn't pay.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Whereas our ultimate goal is to make this our full-time job so that, I mean, if we could do this much work doing it part-time, not paid, imagine what we can do full-time.
Paid,
you know. But that's for, you know, that's for the future. But really, I just only focus on the numbers to be like, okay, yeah, people are liking this. People
we're doing, like, to kind of tell us that we're doing it right and that we can keep things the same.
Yeah.
And it's working.
Exactly. We're going in the right direction to make this full time.
Mm-hmm.
But what was I about to say? I forget.
I don't know. That was going to be really loud.
Yeah, you almost dropped that
water
bottle.
I almost knocked over my water bottle, which is metal and full of water.
Jeez. Yeah, no, I'm super, super excited. I'm very excited. Yeah, I don't know. I was going to say something and I took a mental note and now the mental note is gone.
So what was the point taking the mental note?
I don't know. I really don't know. You know, the one thing I was thinking about the other day.
What's that?
How much? Well, like, this is like such a random change of topic. And that's why I'm really trying to think of the one thing. I was like, oh, yeah, I was thinking about that, too. And then I just lost it. So One last try to think of it. Okay, what were you talking about? So the guests,
you were talking about the guests and how you want to make sure that they don't feel like forgotten, like after.
Yeah.
And stuff. And you're talking about Mike Hedy and the next couple weeks.
Yeah. I can't think of it.
Yeah.
Dang it. But yeah, so this is going to be a weird change of pace then.
Well, it's what's the biz.
Yeah, true. But I was thinking about how much it sucks for people who worked in the church. I know it's just already a change of pace. People who worked in a church and they left their positions and now they're not Christian anymore.
Yeah.
Like they lost their faith. The reason why I was thinking about it is because my mom sent me and Liz and my cousin a photo of us, you know, circling around the fire pit in our old home in Long Island, where I used to work as a youth pastor. And I noticed the shirt I was wearing. Mm-hmm. I noticed that I was wearing the red flannel. And she's like, oh, you know, this is a year ago today. And I'm like, oh, my God, that was the day of the meeting.
Yep.
And the reason why I remember is because I wore that red flannel. I knew what was going to happen in that meeting. And I wore that red flannel to give me confidence. And that's exactly why I wore that red flannel.
It's kind of adorable.
Yeah. Because it makes me feel more, you know, stand my ground, you know, red flannel. So I wore that and I remember seeing it. I was like, oh, my God. So it's been a year
since that
meeting.
That was probably the most stressful weekend.
Mm-hmm. I told my mom, I texted her back, like, I look broken.
Like, you did look kind of like lost in thought, which makes sense because probably I think it was maybe 2 hours earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Like we came home, kind of had a moment, and then we kind of tried to move on the rest of the night. We had dinner and we sat around the fire pit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was probably like 2-3 hours after you were told, like,
mm-hmm.
do this or leave.
Exactly. And it's a shame because the way that meeting was handled on their end
was so poorly.
And I think about how many friends I've had who left the church and they left their position and now they're not Christian anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sad. For me, I kept my faith. My policy in my faith is that God is faithful, but people suck.
Yeah.
Like, people are capable of sin. People are capable of being evil.
Just because those people who call themselves Christian are bad people does not mean God is a bad thing and doesn't exist.
And it's just like, I get it why people leave the faith, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But here's my point, is that I feel like, I know that people who work in a church who take up that leadership, they need to know that they have this massive responsibility in terms of spirituality to make sure that people know that God is faithful. And you're literally representing all of what God represents.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks that they take that and they take it to be like this power trip.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, oh, obey me, worship me. Like, I hate it. I don't really care if they listen to this. Like, I don't care if they find this.
Yeah, they need to know they're doing it wrong.
Because I hate it. One thing I hated, and I told them this all the time, the elders, when they were like, oh, Pastor Adam, I'm like, don't call me Pastor Adam. Don't call me that. Just call me Adam or call me a garbage human being. Those are the two things.
I'm pretty sure they hated when you told the kids you're a garbage human being.
Yeah, they hated it. And they're like, what? Why would you
Why do you always say that?
Because I am. I'm this garbage human. And I told them that, you know, to make sure that they knew that, like, a lot of kids, they look to me and they're like, wow, how are you so passionate about Christ? I'm like, don't look at me like it's unachievable, dude.
Yeah.
I'm nothing. I'm garbage, dude. Like, that's it. I'm not Pastor Adam. I be worshipped. Like, I don't care, dude. Like, I don't want that authority, man. And I hate it when they called me that because I wanted kids to know that it's like, I'm not this special saint person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just a guy shouting for God, and sometimes I screw up, but you know, God is faithful, man.
Yeah.
And I hated how the pastor of that church always deemed himself pastor. He didn't call himself by his name, he called himself pastor. And I was just like, why Why do that? Who cares? Who cares what your title is? You don't have a title in terms of God's faithfulness, dude. Because like we should be focusing on God's authority and not mm-hmm. my authority.
And on top of that, which I always forget, was that he was also a doctor. Like he had retired and then became a pastor.
Yeah.
So he was a doctor. Like you worked hard for that title. That's one that I feel like is worth
putting out there. But even then, when I find people, it's like, oh, I'm Dr. somebody.
Well,
I'm like,
yes. No, I completely agree with that.
Now, when they use the word sir, I'm like, yeah. Like if it's like Sir Adam Evolts. Oh yeah, like if I get knighted, you best believe you're gonna call me sir.
Why would you get knighted?
For my work on Games and Groceries. The Queen is a big gaming fan.
Isn't Paul McCartney?
Yeah,
Sir Paul McCartney. And Dame Maggie Smith.
Yes, is a sir.
Well, no, but it's the same type of title.
Yeah, if I get knighted someday, oh yeah, you're not gonna see.
Do Americans get knighted?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, totally. I know.
I've only ever known like people from England getting.
Nope. Americans can get knighted.
Cool.
I don't know how. I'm going to research it and I'm going to be
You're
knighted.
Look up how to get knighted.
And I'm going to have my tombstone, Sir Adam. Oh, wait. I already said my last name. Sir Adam Evolt.
Good job.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. Let's do it. Let's get knighted. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get knighted. Ooh, Sir Jeff Keighley. Anyways, but that's not the point I was trying to make. The point I was trying to make is that all these church people like are just so desperate to get authority that they don't focus on loving people and making sure that mm-hmm. if they do leave the church, that they're still not against God, man.
Yeah.
And they hated when I tried to be so low of myself.
Yeah.
And I don't want that authority. I never wanted that authority. I wanted that authority as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like please respect me as an adult.
Like, don't treat me like a child.
Yeah. Like I got their authority from the kids in terms of like youth retreats or
like
anything.
You're the adult in charge. Therefore, they must listen to you.
But in terms of like a spiritual authority, I hated that.
Mm-hmm.
Get that garbage out of here, dude.
Yeah.
Mental note. Okay. Got it. But like, get that garbage out of here, dude. Like, I don't want that. And that's the thing. Like, people who leave their church jobs aren't Christian because they're just so fed up with that authority complex.
Yeah.
And it just sucks, dude.
Well, that's even like going back to like what we were talking about with Worst Pastor's Wife.
Mm-hmm.
How we're like, when you work in the church, they never think to minister to you.
Oh, yeah. No.
So when you leave, and usually on bad terms because the church decided to be jerks,
mm-hmm.
you're pushing them to leave their faith because you never ministered to them. You never showed them any kindness, any type of genuine caring. And then now you're just kicking them out. Like, of course they lose their faith because no one took care of them when they were in the church.
Exactly. You know, that's the thing is that I want to share my faith with Games and Groceries. And I want people to know that, you know, I am an ambassador of Christ. And with that, if they ever meet me, I want to be representative
mm-hmm.
of what Jesus is.
Yeah.
So that's, and I've been complimented before from, you know, guests and people who listen mm-hmm. to the show. They're like, wow, you're the cool Christian. I'm like, here's the thing. I shouldn't be deemed as a cool Christian. I should be deemed as the Christian. Because all people who are in faith with mm-hmm. Christ should be loving people, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm usually deemed the cool Christian. And that sucks. Well, it doesn't suck, but it sucks that like that's the reality that just because I love on people, it means I'm the cool Christian.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, why? I don't get it. I don't get it. I can't relate to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it just sucks that they don't take that, you know, that responsibility seriously, you mm-hmm. know? They just want to be just so incredibly like, give me that authority. And it's like, mm-hmm. why? Who cares? I don't want that authority. I don't want that. I hate that. I hate the thought of that.
Well, it's like the monarchy, like in like the 1600s and everything, it's like they were deemed by God to rule the country
mm-hmm.
and that made them very self-important.
Exactly. It's just so backwards. I hate it. And in fact, you know, speaking of that, you know, like when the early Catholic Church, you know, they only read the scriptures in Latin and people couldn't speak Latin. They couldn't.
So they could say whatever they wanted.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. They couldn't read Latin. Right. Yeah, they could say what they wanted, you know, yeah. And just say,
like, oh, it says this. So do it.
When the first William Tyndale. No, that doesn't sound right. I can't remember who made the first English translation of the Bible, and it's just messing with my brain. But when the first English translation of the Bible came out and people started to actually read the Bible and started to figure out that these priests were lying to them, he was like shunned and hated by the church. And mm-hmm. I feel like that, you know?
Yeah.
I always told my kids that, like, listen, I'm going to teach you God's word here. I'm going to show you the Bible. And I had the verse up here.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm going to read them verbatim and I'm going to explain to you. I want you to read along. But here's the biggest part. I always challenge my kids. Read the Bible for yourself. And if I'm wrong, tell me.
Yeah.
But use scripture and not just like, I think you're wrong.
Well, I liked when we were in college, we did a young adult Bible study.
Yeah.
With the youth pastor at the church that we went to. Yeah. And I really enjoyed that because he always wanted all of us, like there were maybe five or six of us in the group, and he wanted each of us to have a different translation.
Yeah.
Because then he would show us that, like, look, we're all reading the same Bible, mm-hmm. same thing, but some of them say something different and it changes the entire context.
Yeah.
Like, and he encouraged us to, like, figure out what it means, like, what that, like, we always talked about, like, mm-hmm. what is this verse actually trying to say to us?
Yeah. And if anybody says, like, why is there so many translations? The Greek, Arabic, and Hebrew are such complex languages.
Yeah.
That you just...
That so many words will mean the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like there could be a word in Greek, and it means, like, five different words in the English language.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't know which one.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah. So change of pace again. Because okay. Before I lose this mental notes.
Okay.
When I went like, get this garbage out of here. I might have talked about this on the podcast, but these Sprite commercials that I keep seeing.
Sprite?
Yeah. The Sprite commercials where they're just like, fancy. I'm going to be the biggest fashion person in the world, and he's like in the cab, and like, you know, he's like saying, like, I'm gonna be on every fashion magazine on all the planet and blah 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 blah.
I've never seen this commercial.
Yeah, it's stupid, but like my point is that and then there's another one with like rapper
talk, yes, I saw that one,
and it's all daydreamers.
Mm-hmm.
Get that garbage out of here. Not that, well, the commercial too, that's garbage, but also I hate daydreamers. Hate them. Hate. They're like, oh, hate's a strong word. Yep. because like, I hate people who are just like, they daydream about being the best in the world and blah. And it's just like, I hate when people don't focus on their daily progressive, you know, rise.
Like,
right?
How are you going to get there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like each and every just chipping away at working at it, you know. But I meet all these people, and it's just like, yeah, you know, we're the best out there. I'm not gonna name any names. I was gonna name drop.
No.
I'm not gonna name any names, but especially in the gaming podcast realm, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, we're the best gaming podcast out there. Oh, you should check us out here, our live feeds here, blah blah blah. Oh, you should check out our merch, and it's just like, what? Like, you don't like. Here's the thing about Games and Groceries. I understand my place in Games and Groceries. I take my craft very seriously, in terms of deadlines and getting guests, but I know in the ether of gaming podcasts, I'm just a little minuscule person that's mm-hmm. just like trying to compete against. My literal competition is like gaming podcasts like Gamertag Radio and DLC, even CAGcast. I hate those guys at CAGcast.
Yeah, okay.
but like these are the big dogs in gaming podcasts. Mm-hmm. And that's my competition. And anything else besides them, it's just like this little minuscule person that's just like, hey, guys, please care about me. And it's like, well, why should I listen to you when I could be listening to CAGcast?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because CAGcast is amazing. But and that's the thing is that like all these people keep daydreaming. It's like, oh, you know, you should listen to us because we're the bomb. We're the bomb.com and we're going to be the greatest of all time. So you should be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hate that daydreaming crap.
Mm-hmm.
My daily fix in terms of my mindset is always just like day by day chipping away. How can I progress today? And all that. And until it all adds up into success.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even dream about being the best podcast out there.
You just want to make a living on it.
I just want to make a living and just talk to Jeff Keighley.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, that's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want to speak to Jeff Keighley. Even if it's not recorded in a coffee house, that's my goal.
Yeah.
Not to be the best gaming podcast out there, but, you know, just to make a living, doing what I love with my wife and, you know, taking over CatCast. But I don't know. That's just a little rant of mine. You know what I mean?
I got you, boo.
You know how much I hate daydreamers.
I know.
I hate daydreamers.
I
hate people who just announce their dream to everybody as if everybody should care. And here's the thing. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. That's the other reason why I don't post Games and Groceries on my personal Facebook page, or I just tell everybody I know, like, yeah, I got a gaming podcast, go Gaming Groceries. Because here's the bottom line, nobody cares. Like saying, like, oh, I'm writing a book, how many pages have you written? Oh, just 10. Nobody cares then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just saying that to be honest. Like,
Yeah. Like
stop focusing on telling so many people when you got no work done and you're not, you know, thinking about your daily progression.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the thing. Focus on your daily grind, your daily mindset, your daily chipping away, rather than focusing on how many people know about your project.
Yeah.
Screw your project. I don't know. That's just me. But I'm speaking to myself too. I don't tell nobody just because, like, I don't want to hear people saying that, like, it's just a bad idea. There's so many other gaming podcasts out there. CatCast is so much better than Games and Groceries. I'm like, I agree with that last point, but that's not the point. You know what I mean?
I feel like you're working yourself into a bad mood.
I am in a bad mood.
You're doing it to yourself.
Well, no, I started that way because Sunday is bad.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's why you have beer.
I do. It's pumpkin beer again.
Brings you joy.
It does. I like pumpkin beers, but I don't know. Save me from this. Anything else in your mind?
I went to the beach this week.
You did go to the beach this week. Did you find any daydreamers there? I hate daydreamers.
I found sea glass.
What? What? Huh?
I found sea glass at the beach.
I know. I said, like, I know. Do you find daydreamers? No, but I found sea glass. No daydreamers in my mind, but sea glass.
I've never found, like, sea glass at the beach before. And I'm really, like, blown away by it. What?
I don't know. I know. I just thought there was more to the story. Like, what? There was this time where, you know, me and my friend Lane, who's been on the podcast before, we were just walking and, oh my God, is that sea glass? And then, what's that? Mel Gibson just rose from the sand and said, is that sea glass? Wow.
We were just sitting there and I was digging through the sand because we were talking and I was like, sea glass. That was it. I just found it.
No. No daydreamers.
I put it in my bag.
Wait. Why didn't you show me then?
I forgot.
What the crap? It's been over a week.
I forgot.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, it's in my book bag.
Then why haven't you shown me
yet? I forgot.
It seems like a spectacular event for you, though.
I told Lane, I'm like, I put it in my bag and I'm like, and there it will stay.
Yeah.
Because I will forget it's in there.
You're probably going to forget by the time we stop recording.
Probably. This is now your job to remember.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so I went to the beach on Tuesday with my friend because we both needed a beach day. And unfortunately, it was not the best weather.
Yeah.
But the sun was out just long enough for me to get burnt all over my legs.
Yeah.
And it hurt for a while. And now it's healing and very itchy. So that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we went to the beach and we hung out. And luckily, like, as we were driving into Ocean City, New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
the clouds were going in the opposite way. So, like, as we got there, it was, like, getting warmer out. So I got to go in the ocean. I was really excited. I felt bad because Lane's back hurt. She heard it at work, so she couldn't go out and out into the water. So I didn't stay in the water for too long.
Yeah.
I felt bad. And then I bought sweatpants and I bought you some hot sauce.
It was relentless.
I bought Floki a cookie because we also went to Cape May after because I'd never really been to Cape May before.
Mm-hmm.
So Lane took me and I had really good coffee.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was spinning this far.
You know that I don't really chug coffee that much. Usually I sip on, especially if it's iced coffee. I chugged this iced coffee. It was amazing. I loved it. I wish I'd gotten a bigger size.
Oh.
And so I got that and I had a good day. I texted her when I got home because she wanted to know I was safe. So I texted her when I got home. I'm like, I made it home. I'm like, didn't hit any traffic. And I was just like, thank you so much for today because she drove because I knew I wouldn't be able to because it's only an hour and a half from her house, but it's 3 hours from us.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove the hour and a half to her house and then she drove to the shore and all over the place. So I was like, thank you so much for today. I'm like, this is exactly what I needed. I needed a beach day. It was a not great beach day because I prefer it to be 90 degrees when I'm at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good beach day. It was exactly what I needed. It was perfect other than the sunburn.
Meanwhile, I was doing something that I actually needed for a long time. Mm-hmm. You left the house around 5 in the morning.
Yeah, I left at 5 a.m.
Yeah, left at 5 a.m.
It was dark.
Yeah, it was 5 a.m. And I got up with you. By the time you left and by the time you came back, I played through the entire campaign of Call of Duty Black Ops, the first one.
And cuddled with Pupper.
Well, I needed a video game day.
Yeah.
You needed that
brain off day.
Brain off and play an entire campaign of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I did.
Mm-hmm.
It was just it was one of those things that I'm currently playing Spiritfarer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, yeah, I could play a little bit of Spiritfarer. I could play. There was another game that I was in the middle of. I wanted to replay The Walking Dead final season.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple games on Game Pass that I was thinking about, but Spiritfarer was definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you know what? It's Call of Duty time. And plus, I'm so excited for Call of Duty Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I've never been so excited for a Call of Duty game since.
Yeah.
I can't even remember. and it's going to be a direct sequel to Black Ops, the first one.
Mm.
So I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to have it. You know, I have Call of Duty Black Ops, and I'm going to play through the entire campaign just to refresh my mind. And, man, it was worth it. I was so happy. I was like, I'm playing a Call of Duty game all freaking day.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen often. Yeah.
I've played Sims 2 days in a row now.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem is that this is why I want to do Games and Groceries full time, because we don't have a lot of disposable time.
We don't.
Tuesday, the only reason why you had a beach day and I had a full Call of Duty day is because we weren't editing a Coffee Games.
Yeah.
And that's
the
thing. We skipped
Coffee Games. That's how we had more time this week.
And Coffee Games is our weekly video series on the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because we didn't do that, you know, we had much more disposable time. But because I had that disposable time, we were just talking about this in the car today, that when we do have disposable time, we want to do things that we actually like and we'll just take advantage of that because we don't have a lot of disposable time.
Yeah. I could have this week. I worked on it a little bit. There's a painting I want to do, but I want to get it right. So I have to practice the sketching first.
Yeah.
So I'm I practiced it once and then I was I could have been working on that this week and I could have been doing my art stuff. I'm I really just want to sit and either watch TV or play Sims. That's all I want to do. So that's what I did.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. I'm whenever I talk about disposable time, it's just we go to work and there's editing involved with the YouTube channel when we do have free time, or we're just spending time as a couple and there's a little bit of time I get to play video games to keep up to date with our gaming channel.
Yeah.
I never had a full day where I could just play all day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a hair appointment. I didn't have anything.
You just sound like a little old lady.
I didn't have a hair appointment because I get my hair cut every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anything. I took a rest day for exercise And no, I didn't. No, never mind. I didn't because I had pizza for lunch.
Yeah.
You had leftover pizza from when your parents came over.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to have Call of Duty and eat pizza. I'm going to live today. Because I never had pizza.
That was pretty much what your 30th birthday is going to be.
Pretty much. Yeah. And I just played Call of Duty all day. And we don't have that time anymore.
We don't.
I would like to. And that's why I want to focus on games and groceries being a full-time thing. Because I want disposable time again. I want to do hobbies.
Even with me being home this week. Like, even though you were working. Yeah. Just having me home. We got so much done. Like, usually we have to split our grocery shopping to two nights because we have to go to two different stores.
Yeah.
So we usually do the one store that's closer and we do laundry that night. Mm-hmm. And then the next day we have to go to the other store. And then because we're doing the Tell Me Why series, we go to the grocery store, we come back, play Tell Me Why, and then it's bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
And so with me being home, we did both grocery stores and laundry in the same day. All night on Thursday to play the game and watch Big Brother. And then on Friday, we were able to record at like 4 o'clock because typically I work till 4:30. I get home around 5. So it's like we can't record early on Friday. It's like it was just so nice. We had so much time.
Mm-hmm.
It was so wonderful.
Yeah, just for you not being in work.
Yeah, just for me not being in work, which I mean, add on top of that I wasn't editing. But even if I was editing, I would have done it while you were at work.
Well, even now, like you're editing on Coffee Games so that we have time to go get my ears gauged and that you can film it.
Yes.
By the time...
Well, it's not even that I want to film it. I want to keep it for like our home videos. I still haven't figured out how to export a DVD from the new Premiere. So our Christmas hasn't even been put on a DVD yet.
But Maddie wants you to put it on Twitter so he can see
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to record it just for us, but also other people want it. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to be there. Like, I want to see it. I want to be there when you're getting it done.
Yeah.
Partially to laugh at you.
I'm going to cry like a little girl.
I know.
Yeah.
I experienced you getting a numbing needle.
Yeah, when I got that huge splinter in my foot. Like, so huge, like splinter-wise. It was just like deep in my foot that they had to cut my foot open.
Yeah, that was the problem, that it was deep. It wasn't that it was big, it was that it was deep.
Yeah, so...
Like even the doctor was like, oh my gosh, this is really deep. Like she was shocked.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
It sure is.
And so I had to get the numbing needle in. She had to cut my foot open. I saw all the blood come out, but I couldn't feel it. I was like, ah!
You were freaking out just with the needle in your foot.
Yeah, I was like, dude, stop!
And you're getting gauges. So yes, I want to be there for that one.
Yeah.
Like I said, partially laugh at you, but to be there for you so you're not like alone with all these tattoo artists who are like, what's this guy's problem?
Well, no, that's why I chose this place because it seemed the friendliest.
Yeah.
Like I Googled a lot of different places
around.
Well,
it's also Lancaster County. How many tough places are you going to run into?
A lot, especially if you go in the city.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the city does not count.
Yeah, this one is right by the
cafe that we like.
Yeah, so it's right by there. So, but that's why I just wanted a friendly place that won't judge me.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, I wanted to be there for you. You made it for 12 o'clock. I'm like, I'm at work.
Yeah.
I want to be there.
I'll be interested to see how I handle the gauges with these headphones on.
I think it'll be fine. It might hurt. Like, you might be sore.
Yeah.
But after like a while, when you're used to them, it won't. You probably won't notice. And then when they, you know, as they stretch them, it'll hurt for a couple days after, probably.
Yeah.
I'm basing this off of my experience with braces.
Yeah.
Because every time they tighten your braces, guess what? It's going to hurt. Like your teeth are going to hurt for a day or two, just
and,
like your ears. Like,
yeah.
The more they stretch it, it's probably going to hurt.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how it all goes. But
yeah.
I might have to do studio earbuds for a while. But yeah, we'll see. But I'm very excited. But by the time you're listening to this episode, I'm getting my ears gauged at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time
on Tuesday.
So this releases 12 a.m. Well, like, you know, it releases on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I've been just doing 12 a.m. so that all the different podcast platforms can get it in time by 5 a.m. So if you're listening to this on a Tuesday, by the time this comes out, I'm getting my ears gauged 5:30 tonight at Eastern Standard Time.
September 8th.
Yep. So Liz will probably put the video up on her Twitter.
Yes.
So if you're following her.
Twitter and or Instagram.
Probably both.
Probably both. Well, yeah. It depends on how long the video is. Might not be able to go on Instagram.
Also Facebook.
Yeah, for our families.
Yeah. I just assumed.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't planning. I would have asked you before I did all that.
You're just like, Facebook, Snapchat.
Yeah, I don't have a Snapchat.
The government's website.
They don't care.
Oh, they don't care?
No. FBI, I think Lane said she wanted to see it, though, so I'll probably send it to Lane.
Jeez. So it'll probably be on a Twitter account. What's your Twitter account?
At Journey First.
Cool.
Yeah. Actually, my profile picture is from my 26th birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at Ace DeGrocer.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got like 5 more minutes.
Cool.
We watched the Mr. Rogers movie.
We did.
Yeah. What's it called again?
A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
And then
it was actually previewed on the Little Women DVD that I bought.
Oh, yeah.
Because it came out around the same time because I wanted to see both of them.
And we got it on 4K because it was on the used shelf.
Yeah.
For 12
bucks.
We got it
for 12 bucks in 4K. It was awesome.
And it was a good movie.
It was. It was really good.
I want to be the Mr. Rogers of gaming podcasts. I want to be that wholesome, you know. One line that really got to you. Since we got five minutes. Oh my goodness gracious. Go for it. Tell a story.
So they're sitting there and they're eating in this cafe. And this is like towards the end of the movie. So they have had meals and stuff together and everything. So the one guy that's like eating with Mr. Rogers, he says, "Are you vegetarian?" Because he noticed that he just never really eats meat. Mm-hmm. And Fred Rogers goes, "I could never imagine eating something that has a mother." And I was like, oh my God. And I told Lane, and Lane, she's like, "That's so precious."
I know.
It killed me. I was like, oh my goodness gracious. I can't handle it. I could not. I still can't handle it. It's just so precious and so like beautiful. But the thing is that I really liked about that is that they included a part where his wife was telling the guy, she's like, he isn't a normal person. He gets angry. He has a temper. But he is, and he practices every day on controlling that and being a good person. Like, it's not like he's just naturally an amazing person. I mean, he is an amazing human being, but it wasn't like he's just born that way. He wasn't just naturally amazing. He practiced every day to be wholesome and kind and inspirational.
And I want to be that for Gaming Podcast.
Yes.
Gauged up Mr. Rogers.
But it's possible. And that's what I love about that, is that they made everyone realize that he is not some unattainable level of kindness. Like, anyone can be Mr. Rogers.
But here's the thing, though.
Well, not anyone can be Mr. Rogers, but anyone can be like him.
But here's the problem, though. We already have a gaming Mr. Rogers, and it's beat 'em ups.
Oh, this is true.
So
I love him.
Yeah, he already beat me to the punch, so... I'll get there, though. His time will come.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't he, like, younger than you?
No. Wait.
I feel like he is.
Like, he might be, like, a year younger than me.
Yeah.
I think he's 27. I'm 29. He might be 27 at the youngest. I think he's
I'm 27 now.
Yeah. No, he's around my age. Yeah. So.
I know he's, like, in our age group. I just think he's younger than you.
No, well, think about it. Maddie's 25. You know,
yeah, that I always forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like really weird to me.
Yeah. But I think beat 'em ups would Hawker.
Yes.
We're not friends.
Yeah. Everyone knows his name.
Yeah. We're not friends yet, but we will be.
Yes.
We're buddies. But yeah, I think he's the Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah. Just a gauged up gaming Mr. Rogers.
Oh, and he already has the gauges and the hair.
I know. He beat me to the punch, that stupid Australian beautiful man. I think that about wraps it up for this week's episode of What's the Biz. What do you think?
I think so.
Cool.
Cool.
So if you
can go have cookies.
What's that?
We can go have cookies now.
Oh yeah, I have my Quest cookie.
And I have my
Quest has granola bars. Quest has granola bars.
Oh, see, we should have stopped the Target.
Quest has granola bars. Big announcement. Quest has granola bars. And I'm so happy. I haven't had them yet.
I have vegan cookies. I have chocolate brownie vegan cookies.
Quest has granola bars.
Yes, dear. I know. I'm the one that showed them to you.
I know. I'm so excited to try them. But I haven't had them yet.
We should have stopped at Target today.
I know.
But anyway.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to this week's What's the Biz. I hope I didn't annoy you too much. Yeah, if you think I'm going to be the next Mr. Rogers and I'm going to take down Woodhawker, please just let me know. Just give me some good, hard ego boosters.
Can you guys be Mr. Rogers together? You don't want to take him down. He's too nice.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. There can be two Mr. Rogers.
There you go.
Or it's like Highlander. There can be only one. Because Highlander. Anyways, yeah, so thank you for listening to this week's What's the Biz. We're going to go now. I'm going to be playing Tony Hawk all day on Labor Day, so thanks. Just wanted to give you an update because last week I said, I'm never going to play Tony Hawk, but...
You're going to play it on Labor Day while I edit.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing video games and I'll be working.
I know.
That's okay. I didn't work all week, mm-hmm. So, you know.
What yeah, else? And I had a really long
you
week.
You did have a really long. You deserve it.
Yeah.
I played Sims for like 2 or 3 days straight, so.
Tony Hawk. Anyways, thank you for listening this week's What's the Biz. Remember to just follow us on, not the Instagram. I almost plugged the Instagram, but we're not.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter. Remember that I'm at Ace the Grocer and...
I'm at Journey First.
So follow us there and be friends with us there. And if you want us to talk about any kind of topics that we can talk about on the show, remember to just tweet at us or you can email at us, askadamandliz@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely check out Games and Groceries, our gaming podcast, which just reached a peak in listens, which is great. So, yeah, I think that does it.
I think that's everything.
Yeah. So just remember that God loves you so much. And it doesn't matter what you think. You're just like, no, he can't love me. I don't have a joke this week. But just remember that he loves you, even if you don't have jokes.
Hate Mr. Rogers.
Even if you like,
I don't know who would hate Mr. Rogers. I don't know if you don't. I really don't know if I want you listening to my podcast.
But God, dang.
You have to love Mr. Rogers.
Lizzie hates you, but God loves you. just remember that God values you so much. Remember to wear your mask and have a good one.
Toodles.